So let us connect with our pineal and our heart, and the brain is also engaged with that. So I invite you to close your eyes and just allow a disconnection from everything that is going on in your life right now. This is a moment we have right now to be in the stillness, in the peacefulness, in the quiet of our soul, which has a beautiful message it wants to give us, that we are loved and cherished and taken care of. We simply have to relax and disengage the 3D human part and invite the divine part to step forward. And right now, we invite the message of Kryon to step forward and come to us now.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We start a series this month, and this is the first week of that series. And we're going to call the series Revealing the Engines of the Human Being. The Engines of the Human Being. Now, this may sound similar to other things we have spoken of, but now we are reframing the idea that human beings may have some esoteric tools or some thinking or some concentrations. And instead, they become engines. Now, here's why. An engine is physical. An engine creates energy that propels you forward. Most of the time, this is the thinking of an engine in a vehicle. And so that is the vision the first time we say an engine. Now, there are certain kinds of things that human beings have, naturally, that are starting to be revealed, starting to be felt, then starting to be used in this wonderful new energy. If you think suddenly that they are engines, you say, well, I can deal with an engine. What do we fuel it with? Ah, you fuel it with several things, intent and allowance. Do you allow your engine to wake up and be functional? And if you do, do you intend for it to work? Now, these are two different things, but they're both needed. Some will say, well, of course I intend for it to work if I gave allowance for it. Not really. Some give allowance to look at it. Examine it, go to school about it, and be a student for life, and never use it. You also have to give intent to use it. So let's speak of the first one. Now, there's four of these engines, and they're a little different than what we've taught in the past. We really haven't taught about this one that much. It's a big one. I'm going to call it the engine of awakening. Awakening to self-awareness of who you are. A very, very big engine. Now, you might think that that is common to all. There would be those who are aware of themselves and would always ask a little more about who they were and what they were here for, but you'd be wrong. Even those, dear ones, in spiritual circles who belong to those organizations which are spiritual, don't encourage an awakening. they encourage a following. And you'll sit there and be told who you are. And you'll sit there and be told what creation is all about, your part in it, what you're supposed to do, not to do, and what will happen if you don't behave. That's not your own engine, dear ones. You have pasted another engine onto you, and then that engine is propelling you around. No, this is an allowance for your own engine. Now, there would be those who don't want to engage your own engine. They say, well, I have one that's good enough. What are you afraid of? Let me ask you, O spiritual one, one who says your engine is good enough, as you've been told, are you afraid that your own engine might show something different? What if you fired up that engine of self-awareness and it showed you something far, far grander than anything you've ever been taught? Would that be okay? What if I told you it might not fly in the face of what you already know? It just got bigger. It got grander. Wouldn't you like to know the whole story of who you are? This is the best engine the human being has. And here's why. Because it keeps on going. Once that exposure or awakening starts to happen to any human being who fuels that with allowance and the integrity of intent, once it begins, it never stops. Now, you can deny it's there, but you can never unknow what it shows you. Don't you love it? It's that important. Dear ones, it's that important. This engine of awakening, of self-awareness, starts to reveal the mysteries of life. What are you here for? Is there a bigger picture around those who are with you? Is there a plan at hand? What's going on with the planet? All of those things start to be revealed because you're part of it. Those who start awakening and have this engine start to move them forward are amazed at the peace they start to have about all things on the planet. Oh my goodness, there's a plan. Oh, now I understand all of this talk about 2012 or the precession of the equinox. It's the best news anybody could give. This planet is awakening, and I'm part of it. Wow. Did that happen to you yet? Are you starting to even begin to ask yourself, would I like to know more from my own engine rather than someone else's historical engine? And if that's you, it's easy. It's inside. Dear Spirit, show me what it is I need to know. Dear Spirit, I intend to know the benevolence of me. Is there more here that I should realize? Am I bigger than I was told? What is it I need to know? And if that is you, I guarantee things will start to occur for you. One of the best attributes of this engine is that it starts to lead to other engines. Now, we're going to talk about those other engines in the channels to come. All those channels will be available to everyone. But let me tell you what happens. This one has to happen first. When you start asking the questions, what is out there? How does it apply to me? Suddenly, the answers lead you to other engines you had no idea about. What if I told you one of them is a beautiful energy you didn't even think you had, which is yours to create your future, to create a reality you didn't even think you could create? These are all part of the other engines that are being revealed from the one I'm talking about now. As you sit there, as you listen to this channeling, I want you to feel the truth of what I'm telling you. You are magnificent. Do you have a soul? How many of you think you have a soul? Do you think for a moment that that soul was created dirty? Maybe you were told that. Do you think the Creator gave you a dirty soul? One that you had to constantly clean up and work some things around it so that you would be all right? Or do you think that soul might be a piece of something bigger that's magnificence? What if that soul of yours actually was a part of creation? If you had that inkling, you'd be right. That's intuition. That's another engine. What does your intuition tell you about you? Not what you've been told. About your arrival with a beautiful soul on the planet. Hopefully that intuition would say, what's it all about? Is it bigger than I was told? Who am I? Is there a plan for me? Why am I here like this? Why do I feel the way I do? That's the awakening soul. That's the engine that you have. First step, yet again, give allowance for it to be. I allow everything around me, the angels that supposedly are here, to show me this. And then intent. I intend to use it to have a more benevolent life and an understanding of the mysteries that are before me. Dear one, there are no mysteries once you find out, awakening from that coma of darkness, once you find out, oh my, I'm beautiful. Oh my, look at what I missed. Look at what I can do. Oh my, I want to take the hand of the angelic realm around me and do something with it. That's who you are. Why don't you find out more and ask, is this possible? Awareness of things bigger than you were taught is the first engine of the month. I would not give you this information if it were not true. I am in love with humanity, which is starting to awaken in so many ways. Love for one another, concern for the planet, concern for the animals, and Gaia. That's an awakening. What about you? And so it is.